T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This is the All Local. I'm David Rankin. Students at Thomas Jefferson High School start class today in a new building about 9 miles away. TJ High got damaged in the tornado, so 1,800 students have now started class at Edison Middle School. One mom dropped off her daughter and says she's back at the school, but her daughter is still dealing with a damaged home.
Their bedroom, all the roof came off, and our living room, our ceiling came down. We don't have, like, part of the roof.
Yeah, it's stressful. Like, it's just stressful.
Thomas Jefferson High School didn't get destroyed, but it needs repairs before anyone can go back in. They shut down Edison Middle School last year, and it's been used as a training facility for teachers. But starting today, it's a school again. Cleanup continues across the area because 9 tornadoes touched down on Sunday. Homeowners are picking up the pieces in North Dallas. Business owners are wondering when they can reopen. Alan Skaya is in Preston Hollow.
The tornado damaged shopping centers along Walnut Hill and Royal Lane. Michael Zimmerman owns the shopping center at Walnut Hill in Marsh.
It's pulled air conditioners off. There's gaping holes in the roof. We're trying to just dry it in, and we're going to have a brand new roof.
He says that led to flooding inside the store. And when the storm broke windows at the liquor store in the center, he says looters showed up almost immediately.
They went into Specs 10 minutes after the tornado left and stole the liquor.
But he says he should be able to fix the building, and stores will reopen within 2 weeks. In Preston Hollow, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
There's a Tom Thumb, a Cantina Laredo, North Haven Gardens, Fish City Grill, just some of the businesses damaged by this tornado. Ken Emanuelson heads up the North Dallas Chamber of Commerce.
Crescent Royal area seems to be the epicenter of a lot of the damage, and obviously the financial loss as well.
They also had quite a bit of damage to stores in the Preston Oaks Shopping Center. Cleanup and recovery continues after the twisters. Texas Baptist men are on the job. The group's John Hall says they served lunch to students at a Dallas elementary school yesterday.
They're optimistic. They were worried, honestly, about their teachers. So many of them asked, how are my teachers doing? And how are they okay? I want to see them. So as they go back to school and things return to somewhat of a new normal for them, they will be very excited when those school doors open. They're going to be running in there hugging folks.
He says most of their efforts are concentrated in Lake Highlands and in the vicinity of Bachman Lake, both areas devastated by that tornado. The cities of Fort Worth and Arlington are helping the city of Dallas remove storm debris. Fort Worth has already sent crews to Dallas to help out. Arlington has committed to providing some crews in the future. Dallas also announced that brush and bulk trash pickup will be suspended for the next 4 weeks to let these crews focus on taking out storm debris. DPS troopers also helping DPD patrol neighborhoods affected by the storm. Other news, the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals wants to know if a Supreme Court ruling affects the capital murder conviction for a Plano man. Jury convicted Christopher Holder of murdering his ex's stepfather 6 years ago, sent him away for life. The state used cell phone records to base most of its case against him. Supreme Court has ruled certain cell phone records need a search warrant. He worked at different YMCA camps in North Texas, and now he's accused of assaulting a child.
James Barth II was a counselor at Camp Grady Spruce in Palo Pinto County. He also worked at an adventure camp in Collin County. The YMCA fired him immediately after his arrest. The YMCA says Barth passed a background check and didn't have a record or any other cause for concern. District Executive Director Neil Rosenbaum says the matter is deeply saddening and they pray for all parties involved. Barth is now out on bond. Investigators say there could be more victims, and they're asking parents to talk to their kids. Chelsea Wade, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Life after Dirk has officially begun for the Mavericks.
21 years with Nowitzki are passed, and now the Mavericks look ahead with Kristaps Porzingis, almost 2 years removed from a serious knee injury. Head coach Rick Carlisle noted how hard Porzingis has worked to return to play.
Every day, keep working towards, better rhythm, better you know, better feel, teammates, all those kinds of things. But he's put in an incredible amount of work.
Tonight, the Mavericks will open their 40th season against the Washington Wizards at American Airlines Center. David Burrell, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The first seats are now drilled into place at the brand new Globe Life Field. City of Arlington has announced the stadium's first ever concert event.
As the construction continues here at Globe Life Field, the insides of the new stadium are starting to take shape. Mayor Jeff Williams promises a more intimate setting than the last ballpark.
The sight lines for the fans, the intimacy because the seats are being pulled closer to the field, and we don't have to worry about a rainout. And also I hear the temperature is going to be about 72 degrees for opening day.
And the first event ever to be held at the new stadium, Chris Stapleton with Willie Nelson and friends. Williams is certain the new stadium will be the envy of baseball.
I believe it'll be the premier ballpark in America when it opens up. There'll be no doubt.
The concert will be held Saturday, March 14th. In Arlington, Austin, York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And Big Tex has come down at the state fair. He's off to that super secure location as he awaits next year's state fair. Fair says more than 2.5 million people passed through the gates during the run this year. That's 25% more than last year.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.